Let's hear now from another storyteller in our Arizona Storytellers series. We record the live storytelling events created by the Arizona Republic and share them with you. In Phoenix, the storytellers share stories about our community or about life events that shape them. Megan Finnerty is the creator of the series. Here she is with our storyteller.
When Ron Feligno was in high school, he worked at a screen printing business in Philadelphia. After moving to Phoenix years later, he decided to start his own screen printing business at the start of the recession. When money was tight, he lived in his warehouse in order to keep the business afloat.
For showers, I went to the gym. Let me tell you something about that year plus I spent living in my warehouse. I never took a shower alone in that year, ever. It was mostly with 80-year-old naked men. It was getting really tough to make business go. I would have to deplete my business account in order to buy supplies to do an order. And then I would do the order, and then I'd have to wait for a payment so that I could deplete my account again to get more supplies to do another order. It was this vicious cycle. And so I'd wait for the mailman every day, hoping that he was bringing me a check. And every time he didn't, my heart would just like sink, and I would get so mad at my customers who owed me money. There was this band from Los Angeles, and they needed t-shirts in a day. I ordered the t-shirts and I printed them in a day. And I realized that I had enough money to put gas in my car to drive them to Los Angeles, but not enough to ship them overnight to Los Angeles. So I gassed up my car and I drove them out to Los Angeles, and you would have thought I would have got paid right away, but no. I waited a couple weeks and then a couple months, and so I went onto the band's Facebook page. And right underneath this post from them, thanking all their fans for a great gig last night at the fundraiser, thanks for buying so many CDs, was a post from me saying, hey, I think you guys should pay that guy that printed t-shirts in a day and drove them out to you from Phoenix. And about an hour later, that post was deleted, and I received a phone call with a credit card number to pay for those shirts. The whole purpose of business, to make money. But that wasn't happening yet. A couple days later, I found rock bottom. I couldn't put gas in my car. I couldn't buy food. So thankfully, the light rail is air conditioned and payment was optional to ride it. So I just sat on that thing for a couple of days, riding back and forth, thinking about what ridiculous choices I had made in my life and cursing out all of my customers and thinking of a plan of action. I realized I was just going to have to go back to the office and I was going to have to call all of the people who owe me money. And now my business is okay. I have money in both of my accounts. Neither has been negative in a pretty long time. But what business has kind of taught me is that you can't take people at their word when they tell you they're going to pay you. It turned me a little bit more into each of those bosses that I had that were so dumb, that I was so much smarter than. Right? They didn't seem so dumb afterwards. Thanks.
Ron Feligno is the founder of Ghost Acorn Apparel in Tempe. You can hear more stories like this at our next night of live storytelling. To learn more about the Arizona Storytellers Project or how to participate in one of our upcoming nights, visit storytellers.azcentral.com.